Maybe you want to raise your hands and receive that fresh anointing. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is so near to us tonight. Oh, he's looking just for someone that he can pour his life into. Maybe everybody. Why not? There's enough to go around. Hallelujah. Let's sing it and let's claim it. Oh, Jesus, we thank you.
Fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. For I need a new empowering in my life to be used more and more thee.
Let's sing that song. This meeting is taking a turn that I didn't expect tonight, but God wants to fill us with his Spirit. I believe that there'll be those that God will meet in a wonderful way if we'll really open our hearts to him tonight. I know he's doing that already. But let's continue with this thought of being filled with the Spirit of God. Let's sing it together. Praise God. 124.
Thank you.
this third verse, and as we get to the chorus, maybe there are those that would like to come right up front. Kneel with me and say, Jesus, fill me. There'll be others that will pray with you. And I just feel that the Lord wants to change this meeting tonight and get us on our knees before Him. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I can't fill you. I'm not going to try. You can't fill yourself. But Jesus, He's the great baptizer. He's the one that fills with the Holy Spirit. And He's here. And so if He's here and your hearts are open, and well, then why not? Why not get filled? Praise God. Let's sing that last verse. Let's stand together. And then for those that would like to come and pray, come up to the front. And let's pray as we come, as we sing that chorus. Okay? Praise God.
Cleanse and comfort, bless and save me, babe. Oh, babe, my heart and brow, thou art comforting and saving thou my soul.
calls other people to pray with them. And Jesus wants to use you tonight. Let him use you. Let's pray for these that are come and sense their need. And as you pray for them, God will meet you too. We all need him tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the wonderful thing about Jesus. He can fill everyone. And there'll be plenty left over. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the Lord use you on the instruments. If he puts a song on your heart, play it for us, and we'll sing along and just keep in the presence of God and believe that Jesus will finish the good work that he has in his heart for us tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've got to believe that God is meeting us as we're seeking Him. While you are seeking me, I will be found. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Thank you for all that you're doing, Jesus. More than I can understand. More than I can ask or think. Jesus, my wonderful Savior. Oh, praise your holy name.
Come, Holy Spirit, I need you.
Season. Can't you picture that? The people are praising God. The Spirit falls down on them and gets hold of them. Hallelujah. But you know, the other meaning was a gentle embrace. And I thought, oh, how interesting. Isn't that exactly what Jesus does? Sometimes He fills us with a violent season, sweeps into the meeting and grabs us and just powerfully fills us with His Spirit. Maybe during a glorious time of praise as we've been having. But then He also fills us as He embraces us so gently. Sometimes in the quietest moments, the Spirit of God is filling us as powerfully as ever. And so it's not the praise, it's not the loudness, it's not the silence either. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus.
What are we looking for? What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Looking for a feeling? I'm told to look for Jesus. Look for Jesus to make himself more real and precious to you. Look for Jesus to come. Fill you with his presence. Take greater charge of your life.
come.